I'll reset the timer and
Yeah.
I'm assuming you know the jingle by now, so.
So just a moment. Okay. Can you see my screen?
Something's coming up. Yes, we see your full screen.
Okay. Can you
Yes.
hear me? Okay,
Yes,
perfect.
perfect.
Okay, so good morning, everybody. I'm Maria Cristina Arena. I'm a researcher in the PETFS gas steam group at CERN. And with this presentation, I'll show you the status of recuperation system for fluorinated gases installed at the CERN-LAC experiments. So as all of you already knows, gases detector are installed in all the LAC experiments and also in not many not LAC facilities. And depending on the purpose and the geometry of these detectors, different gas mixtures are used. But the problem is that some of these gas mixtures are made of greenhouse gases. So why not simply replacing this gas? Because the detector were designed more than 20 years ago when the effect of these gases was announced. So now there are a lot of R&D activities ongoing to replace this gas, but it is a bit challenging. So in this table, you can see there are summarized many of the greenhouse gases used at CERN and the purpose of these gases that can be divided between detector cooling and particle detection. As concerned the particle detection, the global warming potential go from 1,400 for the R134a up to 22,800 for the SF6, so you understand why it is so important to develop some strategies for reducing this emission. Fluorinated compounds represent the 78% of the total organization emissions, as shown in the last CERN environmental report. And the goal is to reduce by 28% this emission by the end of the round three. The other problem related to the use of these gases is the European legislation of 2014, we started in 2014, according to which the use of these gases must be zero by the end of 2050. To reach this goal, there are different approaches, such as promoting the use of more eco-friendly alternatives and to reduce the availability of the gases when these eco-friendly alternatives are available, and controlling and preventing the emission, especially in industries or laboratories where these gases are used. Obviously, these strategies are causing gas shortages and increase of prices, so it represents a problem also for CERN. For the moment, at CERN, there are different strategies ongoing, such as the optimization of the gas system technologies on our side with the gas recirculation and the improvement of this gas recirculation system, the use of gas recuperation system, that is the focus of this presentation, then the research for alternative gases, such as tetrafluorethane, SF6, or CF4, while the disposal and abatement is not used for the moment at CERN. As I told you, our gas system already work in recirculation mode. That means that part or all the gas is continuously recirculated inside our gas loop. However, some detectors that are permeable to air cannot work with 100% of recirculated flow because of the nitrogen accumulation inside the gas mixture. So most of our detectors works with recirculation of 90%. That means that 10% of the gas mixture is continuously sent to the atmosphere. But in some cases, this 10% is sent to the recovery plants where the greenhouse gases, that is usually the fluorinated compounds, is separated from the other components, is purified, stored, and then can be reused and reinjected into the detector. The separation technique used in our recovery system are physical separation technique because we cannot risk to form some byproducts that can damage the surface of the detectors. So we use mainly membrane separation processes, thermal pressure swing adsorption, or distillation. And we can separate the different separation technique according to the to the recuperation plant. For example, the CF4 is recovered mainly through membrane separation, while tetrafluorethane, SF6, or C4F10 is separated through distillation processes, while usually pressure and thermal swing adsorption are coupled to these separation techniques in order to further purify the final compound. So let's start with the recovery system for the CF4 installed in the CMS experiment for the cathode strip chambers detectors. As first, it is the first plant for the CF4 for warm adsorption, and it is an industrial scale, no standard gas system. And the CST gas mixture is made of argon CO2 CF4 in a ratio that can be 40-50-10 or 40-55-5 according to the Lacey schedule. And the system is fully controlled by software. So what we do in our system is to take the gas from the CST exhaust module and send to the first module that is the membrane one, in which the CO2 is reduced to few percentage. Then the gas is sent to the first molecular sieve, the 4A1, that is needed to reduce the CO2 to few ppm. So while in the last module, the molecular sieve 13X, that is zeolite, is used to really purify the CF4, which is trapped, adsorbed on the material, while argon and nitrogen that represents our main contaminants are not. So thanks to the pressure swing adsorption, we are able to exhaust the first part of the gas that is enriched in argon and nitrogen, while in the second phase of the extraction, we recover the CF4 that is then sent to a storage battery used to store and reinject the gas. Thanks to this recovery system, the fish we passed from we did a lot of R&D activities in the last 3 years, thanks to which we reached around 70% of recuperation efficiency in the last year. And we must consider that the 60% of the total CF4 injected for the CST detectors in the 2024 was CF4 recovered. And 8,600 tons of CO2 equivalent and 47 K Swiss francs were saved only the last in 2024, only the last year. As concerned the second recovery system installed in CMS for the tetrafluorethane for the herpes for the resistive plate chambers detector, it is a recovery plant based on the distillation process. The CMS RPC gas mixture is made of R134a, SF6 isobutane in a ratio 95.2, 0.3, 4.5. And the main problem related to the separation of these compounds is that R134a forms a minimum boiling point azeotrope with isobutane. That means that once the azeotrope is formed, the gas phase will have always the same composition of the azeotrope. But thanks to the initial composition of the gas mixture, we are able to recover the pure liquid R134a and exhaust just the gas phase enriched in the azeotrope composition. And this takes place in our recovery system. This is the P&ID of our system. It is made of the distillation units, the compressor module used to extract the R134a, and the storage tank in which we store and we use to reinject the gas into the RPC detectors. And here, more detailed view of the single module. We have a heat exchanger, so we liquefy the gas coming from the RPC exhaust. It is sent to the first module, that is the top buffer, in which we have the liquid phase, while in the bottom buffer, we have the gas phase. And basically, what happens in our system is what you see in the simulation. So we have a heat exchange because liquid and gas phase. And in this way, the distillation takes place. So, thanks to more than 200 tests that we performed in the last 2 years, then 2024, we reached a recuperation efficiency higher than 80%. That is almost a theoretical limit for this separation technique because you must consider that there is a R134a loss due to the formation of the azeotrope. But the quality of R134a recovered is very good with a 99.5% of purity. So, thanks to this system, in 2024, the 40% of the total R134a used in the RPC detectors was recovered R134a. And thanks to this system, we expect to recover more than 70,000 tons of CO2 equivalent and 100 K Swiss francs per year. The last system that I show is the lazy B rich 1C4F10 recovery system. So the rich one is a Cherenkov detector, so it's a volume of 4 cubic meters, which can be filled with C4F10, that is very difficult to find now in Europe, or CO2. So C4F10 when we have data taking, or CO2 when we are in long stop or yet, so no data taking. During these two phases, we need to recover the C4F10. Just at the beginning of 2025, we installed a new recovery system, and that is currently used just in these days for the recuperation of the C4F10. The idea is to take the gas exhaust from the detector. It is sent first to an equalizing tank because in general all the separation processes are influenced by the initial composition of the gas mixture. So once we have a constant composition of the gas, we send it to a recuperation system based also in this case on a distillation process. And then we are able to recover pure liquid C4F10 while CO2 and air that are the main contaminants are sent to the atmosphere. Thanks to the work done in the last 3 years, we saved more than 300 kilos of C4F10. That means around 5 volumes, 5 detector volumes. So in conclusion, fluorinated gases are responsible for more than 80% of CERN greenhouse gases emission, but thanks to our recovery system, these emissions are already reduced by 20%. For the moment, we have 4 operational recovery systems, 2 installed in CMS and 2 in LACB, and studies for a new recovery system is currently ongoing. Obviously, the use of a recuperation system implies more control on gas quality, so we perform daily gas chromatograph analysis, and also we need online monitoring systems such as single wire proportional chambers and infrared devices. But last but not least, the recovery system obviously allowed to overcome critical situation when new or fresh gases is not available. And it happened, for example, in 2023 at the beginning of the round trip. So, thanks for your kind attention.
And you're perfectly on time. Thank you for this really nice talk, Maria. Do we
Thank you.
have any questions for Maria? Ah, yes, I see Jan.
Yes, so thank you for this talk. So you are mentioning future projects.
Yes.
Are they already well identified, or is it just that you hope that, for instance, other experiments are going to say, yeah, okay, we have to do something here?
So, when I speak about future recovery system, I mean that we are currently studying the possibility, so to recover also the SF6. There are some studies ongoing. We have also some collaboration ongoing because, I mean, as shown in the table before, it has a very, very high global warming, is the highest, so 22,800. So this means that even a very small quantity, it has a very high impact on the environment. So the idea is to trying to recover this SF6 starting from this recovery system. So we take the exhaust of this recovery system and trying to concentrate the SF6, but we are at the very beginning. If we manage to do this, it will be ready maybe for the next run. Because obviously we need a lot of R&D to understand the right procedure. Then obviously we have this system, so just in case for the future can be possible to optimize also for other experiment. For example, if other experiment use R134a and they want to recover, we can try to do another system also for the other experiment, starting from what we have now. But what I mean for future is the SF6 one that is still an idea. I mean, we are just studying for the moment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions for Maria? thing was